Weather is important to some people, and at Station Number H, we want it to be fun, too. And we hope it's accurate sometimes. So to make the weather fun and sometimes accurate, we've assembled the Station Number H Weather Team. Weather Team, sound off. Sound off now.
Darlene.
Bubby.
Tommy.
Moochie.
Annette.
Karen.
Cubby.
Ward.
The Station Number H Weather Team, because weather comes all at once on Station Number H. Right, Cubby? Why would anyone endure such public humiliation? Can local laws be stretched too far? Where does good taste end and a cafeteria begin? When does fun turn into tragedy? Could people live together in peace and harmony if everyone got a free baby elephant? Do trout dream? And if so, do bears ruminate? How do things sort themselves out after a blow to the head in the sense that we are all short-lived phenomena? Who should carve the tuna carcass on Dribble Glass Day? Why does America spell cheese R-O-L-A-I-D-S, and therefore must we pick our own seats? Where are the ushers? Outside watching their house collapse, no doubt. Watch Mental Breakdown live Tuesdays on Station Number H. Station Number H takes you to the lost continent of adventure with Flyboy Smith and Jonesy in Seaplane to Nowhere, Lunch of the Pygmy Resort Employees.
Okay, Jonesy, this'll be the tough part. Swimming the Klangpoodle River, carrying the Jeep. Damn. Bugs? Bugs everywhere. Bugs.
Yeah, suck on this malaria pig, Flyboy.
Okay, thanks, Jonesy. You grab the Jeep. Let's go. I'll look out for the wicked river snakes.
Yeah, we better hurry, Flyboy. The Pygmy Resort employees are planning a buffet of death for the unsuspecting tourists.
Meet you at the salad bar, Jonesy.
Yeah, you bet.
Join Flyboy Smith and Jonesy. Seaplane to Nowhere. Lunch of the Pygmy Resort employees on Station Number 8. This week, for three nights, Station Number H presents the most major made-for-TV TV movie ever made in history. Don't miss both parts of The Boy George Story. The mincing continues with
Jane Wyman as Nina Blackwood,
John Lithgow as Michael Jackson,
Jerry Mathers, Jan Stenerud, and Skip Stevenson as the faceless anonymous backup hacks who comprise the rest of Culture Club.
Howard Hessman as the Morgul Lord of Mordor.
Barry Manilow as Supermount.
Peter Jennings as Joan Rivers.
And Dudley Moore as Boy George.
Join Station Number H Friday for the 6-part miniseries that ends in 5 parts. The Boy George Story, The Mincing, continues on Station. I can't hear myself. This is Nestor Nate with the Nestor Nate News on Station Number 8. On the presidential trail, there are unconfirmed reports that President Reagan has been sighted in northeastern Colorado. A service station attendant in Sterling says a man resembling the missing president drove in an old Dodge, requested $10 of ethyl, bought an axe, a hatchet, and a pack of camels. The Secret Service is looking into the matter. Gary Hart, meanwhile, campaigning in India, has fired his campaign manager. That meteor, due to crash into the Earth tomorrow, will not annihilate the planet. Scientists now say only Canada will be affected. Finally, the light side of the news. Janet Dimble, 46, an impoverished simpleton from Troy, New York, won $10 million in the Empire State Lottery. The first thing she did was to get her hair done, which cost $12. Then she left the remainder as a tip. Now she's back in York, still impoverished, and now $5 million in debt to the IRS. That's the news. I'm Nestor Nate with the Nestor Nate News on station number 8. It's time for the station number 8 soap opera summaries. Last time, beyond the perimeter of the edge of edginess,
Tom and Rip stole all the aluminum foil in Blank Valley. George gained control of his father's gerbil fortune, and Betsy dug a moat around Gala's room.
Last time on the Crispy Critter,
Lou tied 100 yellow ribbons round an old oak tree. Billy Joe and Muffy threw something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Jim gave Ed a Vegemite sandwich, and Troy revealed that he was nothing but a hound dog, a-crockin' all the time.
When we left the Parched Frog,
Dr. Stevens and Nurse Petrie found they have the same birthday. Julius Caesar fell through a time warp into Trixie's kitchen. Joni wondered where to hide Chachi's collection of switchblades, and Barb was changed into a cow by Garuba, the farmer gorilla of Neptune.
It's p.m. in the afternoon on station number 8. The aliens have landed. Are they mankind's salvation from the stars, or his doom from the vacuum of space? Station number 8 presents the Vivacious Visitors, VV, the battle during intermission. VV, the battle during intermission, every day in June in 31 2-minute installments.
Gee, Diana, you look great. Want some Junior Mints? Well, gosh, your forked tongue just removed my shoes. Diana, does this mean the wedding's off?
Aliens, friends or concession stand employees, VV, the battle during intermission, on station number 8.